And so we'll position ourselves in our comfortable posture, whether that's seated or lying down, but leaning back into the support of your seat, choosing where to rest the hands, and in your own time, taking a deep breath in and again, letting the shoulders go, letting the hands rest. In your own time, taking another long, deep breath in, holding it for a second, and then a nice long exhalation as you settle your feet onto the floor or onto the surface you're on. So gently gathering yourself and sitting or lying comfortably, whatever pose suits you best, where you feel comfortable, where you feel supported for the next little while. And we'll take on an intention for our practice this evening, an intention to really be gentle with the body and be gentle with ourselves as we do our practice. So bringing a sense of kindness to our posture, where we're comfortable and supported, so that we're not distracted by any discomfort in the body. And as we settle into the practice, we'll just check in with our motivation. Why would this be a good thing to do? How might we benefit from being seated in a comfortable pose as we do our practice? And why might being gentle with the body and kind to ourselves in the practice be of benefit to us? As we seek to build our compassionate resources, these resources where we befriend ourselves as we go through our day. Allowing our intention and motivation to move to the back of the mind now as we become more aware of the movement of breath. Just noticing how the breath feels as you perhaps place one hand on the abdomen, if that feels good. Just noticing the rise and fall of the body with the breath. Just finding a soothing rhythm. And on each out-breath, seeing if we can settle a little bit more into the seat or onto wherever you're resting. And then we'll begin to settle the mind by equalizing the breath. Equal length of the in-breath and the out-breath. And we might choose to help with that by counting to 3 or 4 or 5 on the in-breath and the same count on the out-breath. Or we might choose to use a phrase for the in-breath and another one for the out-breath, such as, I am here, I am present. So we're doing two things here, watching the breath and either counting or using the phrases. And thoughts will come in to the mind. That's always going to happen. The mind will not become blank, because that is actually impossible. So we allow the thoughts to come in and we accept that they're going to be there. No problem. But we choose here now to keep our attention on the breath, on the counting, or on the phrases. I am here. I am present. Or you might simply be feeling the hand resting on the belly with that rise and fall of the breath. So giving our minds a focus, noticing when we've moved off into thinking, and then gently and kindly bringing our attention back to the breath, to the counting, to the phrases. As we begin to train the mind to stay with our focus. And then we might begin to focus a bit more on the out-breath. So letting go of the count or the phrases. On each out-breath, seeing if you want to lengthen it a little bit more. And notice how the body relaxes on the out-breath. Letting the shoulders go, letting the back settle into the chair, feet resting on the support of the ground. On each out-breath, the body relaxes and lets go. And just as the body lets go, on the out-breath, the mind begins to let go of thinking and begins to settle. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. And we bring our attention more into the body now and into how we feel the body is as we settle here. Noticing the points of contact with the seat. Noticing the feet on the floor and the ground beneath us. And if the hand is resting on the abdomen, maybe you can really feel the warmth of the body here under the hand. And feeling down the body from the inside, as it were. Just checking in, are there areas of tension or tightness right now? And wherever you feel anything uncomfortable, can you imagine sending the warmth of your out-breath to that place to soften and soothe it? Whether it's sore muscles or sore joint, Or maybe it's more a sense of how you're feeling in yourself this evening. Maybe your mood or an emotion that's here. As though the warmth of your breath could soothe you as you settle into your pose. And having a sense of the stability of the body. Feet grounding into the earth, the natural weight of the body on the seat. And we often think about a mountain, that rootedness and stability of a mountain. And we allow our body to kind of have a sense of what that might feel like, to be stable and steady like a mountain. And the crown of the head reaching to the sky. And as we rest here, steady and stable and rooted and grounded, we notice the movement of breath in the nostrils. And we might think of that idea of a gentle breeze or the wind blowing against the mountain, as our breath is like the wind. And then if it suits you, you might put one hand on the upper chest, the center of the heart space. Or you might just hold the other hand, have a sense of that comforting action of holding your hand. As we consider the heart space, and if your hand is there, you might feel the breath moving under your hand. The breath moving in and out of the heart space. The human heart, full of kindness and compassion, radiating like sunshine. And sometimes it's hard to feel these ideas in the body, but we could just have maybe in our imagination a sense of the warmth of the heart, glowing like sunshine. Radiating out. And then we might consider the mind, open like the wide sky, with the thoughts just moving past like little clouds, or perhaps like birds flying by. Body like a mountain, breath like the wind, heart of compassion radiating, and the mind like the open sky. And we might think of using these phrases as a mantra for ourselves. So if it's comfortable, you might repeat the phrases to yourself silently. Body like a mountain, breath like the wind, the heart of compassion radiating like sunshine, and the mind like a clear open sky. breath moving in, breath moving out smoothly and easily and comfortably. Body like a mountain. Breath like the wind. Heart of compassion radiating like sunshine. And the mind like a wide, open, clear sky. And just resting for a few moments in silence. When you're ready to, just seeing if you like the idea of doing this compassionate breath, maybe just for the next five breaths. Every time you breathe in, we're breathing in compassion for ourselves. And as we breathe out, we offer out compassion to those people in our lives. Breathing in compassion for ourselves. And sending out compassion with each out-breath. And when you're ready to, gently releasing the hand, just checking in how you feel, and dedicating the practice to our own well-being, how these practices may build our resources so that we fill up with these resources and are more able to offer out the benefits to those around us.